From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk earlier in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State's assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company Dyn said the issue had been resolved. The disruptions began in the U.S., then spread into wet parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for the cyber attack. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump rallying supporters to get out and vote as he steps up his campaigning in the final 3 weeks of the race. Trump highlighted three recent polls showing him ahead of his rival Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who campaigned Friday in the hotly contested state of Ohio.
There's tunnels everywhere in New Jersey, and they're packed with...
More than 4 million people have already voted. Including many people right here in Ohio.
Both Clinton and Trump are expected to campaign aggressively in the final stretch of the campaign. This is VOA News. The UN High Commission for Human Rights says the siege and bombardment of Syria's northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions, and he's calling on the 47-member UN Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International Criminal Court. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
High Commissioner Zaid says well over 300,000 Syrians have been killed and countless others wounded and traumatized in the course of more than 5 years of civil war. Without mentioning Russia by name, the High Commissioner blames the indiscriminate airstrikes across the eastern rebel-held part of Aleppo by government forces and their allies. The chair of the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, Paolo Sergio Pinheiro, agrees.
Perpetrators of war crimes and crimes against humanity will only cease to violate the laws of war when it is clear that they will be held to account.
Pinheiro says members of the investigative commission will continue to document war crimes in Aleppo. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he did not mean he would cut off ties with the United States when he said in China that he was separating from the U.S., adding it's in his country's best interest to stay with America.
It's not severance of ties. When you say severance of ties, you cut the diplomatic relations. I cannot do that. Why? It's to the best interest of my country that we maintain that relationship. Why? Because there are many Filipinos in the United States of, well, Americans of Filipino ancestry.
Duterte visited China to attend an economic forum in Beijing where he declared there would be a possible separation from the United States, both in military and economic matters, but stopped short of explaining what he exactly intended to do and when. A U.S. Navy warship has passed through waters claimed by China near disputed islands in the South China Sea to counter what Washington says is Beijing's attempt to limit freedom of navigation. China condemned the action late Friday, calling it a provocation and a gravely illegal act. A U.S. Defense Department spokesman said the destroyer USS Decatur passed near the Paracel Islands in a routine, lawful manner Friday, challenging China's excessive maritime claims. And the Russian national man accused by American officials of hacking U.S. targets and arrested early this month in the Czech capital was indicted by a federal grand jury in the U.S. state of California Friday. The Muscovite arrested October 5th by officials in Prague, where he remains in custody awaiting extradition back to the United States, possibly. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.